You know, this is a very innovative plant design. You know, nuclear, making it even safer, making it more economic so you don't get these large complex overruns, making it so that it has even less waste. This is a design that's been 12 years in the making. And part of the reason it's such a powerful design is we're in an age where you can simulate all aspects of the reactor. You can, you know, test out what if it's super hot, what if it's super cold, all sorts of extreme conditions, including things like earthquakes, which, you know, we hope we don't get, but we've got to make sure that no matter what happens, we're incredibly safe. So in a sense, our experience in silico is pretty good. We'll have lots of challenges building it in real life, but we've put a lot of innovation in it to keep it simple and to make sure that and we don't run into any surprises as we move along. You know, because this is a first-of-kind plant, you know, it's pioneering a lot of things. The dream is that this plant design will not only be used throughout the United States, we'll have many places that are converting, like here, from a lot of jobs at the coal plant to nuclear plants. We'll have a lot of places that have nuclear today where the first, second, third generation will be retiring over the next few decades. And so, you know, getting things totally right here, this is a pioneering move that will be a big part of how we keep electricity reliable and keep the United States at the forefront of providing energy technology to the entire world. You know, the U.S. has had some challenges with energy security, and bringing nuclear into the mix is going to help relieve those problems. We want to thank you for the warm welcome we've had, for all the great feedback that we get. We're committed to the project. We're committed to work closely with you. You know, committed to listen to the concerns and address those concerns. And being here today is just an early part of that. So.